I had the good fortune of meeting Brahma Baba from very early childhood, then through my teens, and at a point where I actually understood some of the teachings of Raj Yoga and met Brahma Baba at that time. That was June 1968, and I was meeting with Baba in Baba's cottage, and Baba looked at me and said, "Child, what do you want to say?" And I had come to Baba to tell Baba that I wanted to surrender. And Baba looked at me with very deep drishti and love. And then Baba said, "Baba knew already." And in that moment, I knew that Baba could see the soul and the past, the present, and the future. And Baba could see the highest potential within the soul, which I wasn't aware of. And Baba was talking to me about serving the world. Imagine, I was 19, I didn't know anything about the world. I knew very little about spirituality. And yet Baba's confidence and faith in me, and Baba was talking about serving the world. And that trust that Baba had in me gave me the courage to move forward and start in service. And so I know that this is how Baba works with us. Baba trusts us and allows the highest to emerge. Another factor about Baba's method of teaching was that Baba always taught by example. Baba never just gave an instruction, but Baba always demonstrated. We used to go to Abu during the monsoon seasons, and it was cold and rainy. And one night, at the end of the night class, Baba said, "Baba would like to have a special sweet made for breakfast the next morning." And Baba asked the sister in charge of the kitchen whether that particular grain was ready. And she smiled, and Baba understood that it wasn't ready. And so Baba said, "Okay, let's see." Then at the end of the night class, and by then it must have been about 10 o'clock at night, Baba said good night, and then Baba asked for sacks of this grain and some trays to be put out. And Baba said, "Just keep them out there." And the sister got that done, and in a few moments Baba walked along the passage where they had these grains, and all the children followed Baba. Of course, where Baba was going to go was the charisma, the attraction, and so we all followed. And following Baba, Baba knew exactly where he wanted to go and what he wanted to do. So he got to the point where the sacks were there, and Baba then picked up a tray and filled it with the grain, and Baba started to sort out and clean the grain. And of course, as soon as Baba started to do this, somebody's hand took that tray away from Baba to do that. Baba took another tray. And so in 15 minutes, a couple of sacks of the grain were cleaned. If Baba had said, "Do this," or "Get this done," it would have taken a couple of people a few hours. But Baba did it, inspired everybody, and everything got accomplished within some minutes with such enthusiasm. And so Baba knew exactly how to teach. And also Baba knew about the art of cooperation and how to inspire us all to work together and cooperate together. That's a simple task, but the same applies in bigger tasks also.
One has to be very careful when one is talking about great people. The tendency can be to glorify them beyond recognition until they become idols of superficial perfection. When this occurs, people such as myself become skeptical. Besides, with someone like Brahma Baba, there is no need to exaggerate, because the reality is already extremely wonderful and subtle. For those who have not met Brahma Baba in his corporeal form, he can seem a distant figure, a mere emblem of all that is good in a human being. However, he is far from just this. He is very present in all our lives. He is our guardian angel, and the legacy of his character and his karma are the wind beneath our wings. Baba the Adventurer. The basis of Baba's effort was his far-sightedness. Through his divine insight, he developed amazing abilities to perceive souls, situations, and time. Just by looking at a soul and interacting with them for a short time, he was able to know their needs, their motivation, their stage, their specialities, and their future. Due to the clarity of his intellect, he was instantly able to discriminate what a situation required, even when he himself was involved in that situation. Since the Copper Age, people have been giving the title Rishi, persons who can see into the future, to many. However, no human soul has ever had such a clear perception of the current speed of time or a vision of the future as Brahma Baba had. The sharpness of his divine intellect enabled him to know which teachings and actions were required for the present time and which preparations were needed for future events. The Taker of Responsibility. As soon as Shiv Baba revealed to him what his part was, Brahma Baba recognized the enormous responsibility being an instrument for God entailed. He possessed enough strength to be able to create his motto, "By seeing me, others will do the same." He had that much strength to be able to uphold this in every thought, word, action, interaction, and relationship. The Magician. Many of those who did not recognize truth were scared of Baba, considering him to be some sort of magician or wizard. Those who did recognize truth were often in a state of dazzlement and appreciation, because they knew that Baba was most definitely a magician. His was the wizardry of the mind, an ability to look at a soul through God's eyes, to recognize how special they are and help them to realize this. The Comforter. There was something about Brahma Baba which made people of all ages, background, culture, want to run and hug him. For Brahmins, Brahma Baba was and is not just their father. He is more than that. He is not just their teacher. He is more than that. He is not just their guide and friend. He is somehow more than that. Brahma Baba had the ability which all great effort makers have of being down to earth externally and beyond the sky with their internal stage. The King Amongst Kings. Even before Shiv Baba's incarnation, Brahma Baba possessed such a personality that no one had the courage to utter a word in vain about him. After his self-realization, he of course had to tolerate much abuse. However, he always maintained a royalty and dignity which was visible in his eyes, on his features, and from his behavior. The level of his self-esteem meant that his dignity was never compromised for anything. The lover. For us, what Brahma Baba displayed was the route for our journeys to perfection. This is why we hear so many descriptions of his activity and personality. However, for Baba, it was his inner world which was the most precious. His love for Shiv Baba was the intense fire which drove his passion for life. For him, the world existed in his introverted mind at the bottom of the ocean. It was from this place that he has taught us how to dive.
Brahma Baba works through his angelic form and inspires all of us to attain that same angelic state. If I think of Baba, I see Baba here in front of me in that form of light. And as I see Baba, I can feel my own angelic form emerging. Baba's reminding me that although I'm a human here on this physical world stage, yet I'm also that angel, the child of God. And just as Baba's role is to share the message of peace and to be God's instrument to share light with the world, each and every one of us also has the same task, the same responsibility. And so Baba's calling us, Baba's guiding us, Baba's inspiring us, and is giving us the courage, the faith, and the strength to go beyond our human limitations and attain our own angelic state, so that together with Baba, we can share peace and light with the world.
Baba, you translated all of God's words into your practical life, and because of this, your personality became very powerful, and you were able to bring souls close to Baba. You also maintained the stage of soul consciousness for a long period of time, and stayed in the consciousness of light, and remembered the light. And so, when others would look at you, they would have that vision of light. Baba, in meditation, we experience the incorporeal stage and the angelic stage for just a split second. But you must have been in this beautiful stage, which is really the ultimate stage for a long period of time. Baba, you are the one with all the experiences, and this is why you become complete with 16 celestial degrees. I do know that as I become purer, I will also be able to experience these elevated stages more and more. Brahma Baba, as golden-aged deities, we will all dance the dance to the beautiful music.
Thank you.
in the next little while, my feeling is that things are going to get more and more chaotic in terms of the circumstances of the world, in terms of the upheaval of nature, in terms of people trying to understand what's going on. And Baba's role during all of this is going to be to give us stability and strength. If we remember the things that Baba has been teaching us, then we won't be afraid. We'll have strength and stability. And through our strength, we'll be able to serve others and enable them to go beyond fear. There will be some souls who will be aware of God and they'll be turning to God. There'll be others who are not so aware of God and they'll be turning to God's children. Brahma Baba's role at that time is going to be the angel sharing light, giving love, compassion, showing people that there's no need for fear, but rather, as we come back to our own eternal identity, we're going to be able to experience the journey back home, because the upheaval means it's time to go home. It's time to experience the world of silence, the land of silence. God's light is going to be visible to souls. Baba the angel is going to be visible. But also, each and every one of us, with our connection with Baba, we're going to be instruments to share stability and peace also.